Now, Rebecca O'Sullivan is with us, our Morning Focus producer. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Gavin.
And you have a big pile of papers there in front of you with lots and lots of comments, I see.
I do, and for once, the topic is yourself.
They've given out often about me in the past, but not so much in comments. But
No, they've held back this morning.
That's okay.
No, we've had so many well wishes in from listeners for yourself. I'll try and get through as many as possible.
I've got more to come as well, so don't take too long.
Well, look, we'll just give a flavour of what they had to say. We had a call in from Donoch in Lahinch. He said that he wanted to wish you all the best in the future. He says he listens to your soft voice every morning and he'll miss that. A WhatsApp from Patricia saying, Gavin, I'd like to wish you the very best of luck in your new venture. We will miss you, she says. John Joe got in touch as well. Thank you, Gavin, for all your years at Clare FM. We'll sorely miss you when you're gone. You've done so much work over the years for all of us here in Clare, and of course he did get in the dig that you were a Galway man.
Right.
Bridie, the same. Best of luck in the new venture. We'll miss you. Breda, good morning, Gavin. Wishing you all the very best. I've always listened to your very interesting programme. You're always so fair to everyone and so helpful as well. Michael McNamara sent us a tweet. Gavin, on your last day at Clare FM, I'd like to thank you for your unstinting courtesy and professionalism over the past years. You'll be missed across the banner. We had a call in from James as well. He said that you always ask the hard questions and yet you pinned people to their collar. Many people more getting in touch as well, all with warm wishes for you on the next chapter.
And I'll take the papers off you and I'll give them a read later on. And I've got texts in too. They come in through this side of the desk, as you know. And Marie and Joe Queeley. Thank you, Joe, for getting in touch. And Steve and Mary in Kilmahill and Bomber Hanrahan in Clare Castle and Kieran McCarthy as well on behalf of the Clare branch of CF Ireland, and regards to your mum, Kieran. She was the first person to wish me best when I was leaving. And Rita Kearse has been in touch too, and best of luck to you and your own health as well, Rita, going forward. And also on Twitter, I know my cousin Olivia was in touch, and Dermot Hayes and Angela and John Wall and Catherine and Flora. And I know I got text messages into my own phone from Nandy and Shannon Airport and Fiona McGarry, our former colleague, and Manuel, and plenty more. And I'm sorry, I know I've missed some, and Mike Hanrahan's after joining in as well. I know I've missed some as well, and apologies for that, but I will read them all and get back to as many of you as you can, and thanks very much for doing so. And thank you as well, Rebecca.
No problem, Gavin.
We're also joined by Fiona Cahill, who is our Deputy Head of News here in Clare FM, and by Pádraig Flaherty as well, who you know from the Tyne Tunnel, who have both collectively, I suppose, twisted my arm to do this.
And we know you're slightly uneasy with all of this.
Will you go, I'm going to ask you to go for this one, because just one last little take. You can start, Fiona.
Slightly uneasy, Pádraig. I was going to say, this is allowing the two of us on air at the same time is terrible, because it goes against everything that you're about to take a compliment. And I get a mosh the minute I start thinking back over things. But listen, as someone who has had the opportunity and the privilege of getting to know the man behind the voice, I wanted to acknowledge the work you've put in for over a decade in providing a service to the people of this county. We've all such admiration and respect for you as a journalist. You've been a strong voice for the people of Clare, who've always been at the centre of everything you did here, and you covered the issues that mattered the most to them with accuracy and with balance. But beyond that, there is a man who helped maintain a work environment that's enjoyable and feels like family more so than a team. So Clare and local radio is losing an outstanding journalist, but we're losing a true friend. And I know that you're going to excel in everything you put your mind to, but on our behalf here in Clare FM, and on behalf of the news team, I want to wish you and Helen and the boys all the best in the next chapter, and say a heartfelt thanks for everything that you've done for the station and for the listeners, and for the help and advice and friendship over the years. I think if there's one thing the pandemic has taught us, it's that people are what matters the most, whatever role they play in our lives. And honestly, I can say that whoever takes over the Morning Focus hot seat has two very big boots to fill.
Thanks very much. Do you want to try and top that?
Yeah, sure, why not. Like, I brought in Helen because we can't give you a hug. She's rolled herself in.
My wife and son are outside, yeah.
But come here, look, before we give you the kind of clap in the back once more, tell us, what was your highlights over the last 10 years?
We had a few awards. There were you and I had ours for Jim Morney's documentary, The Rescue, which was fabulous to be honoured in New York. The elections were always brilliant. in hindsight, they're massive amounts of work, but the buzz that we were there, and I tried to take an approach on those programmes with, and I've messaged them all over the last little while, but with Madeline and with Martin, Michael and Patricia in particular, to have a bit of crack
and to try
and provide
a different type of
service than you'd get elsewhere, and I think people responded to that. But I think if I was to, and there isn't one, but the privilege of sitting in a chair like this is that you can draw attention to issues. And you hope you make a difference.
Well, you did. So, and congrats. Like, I remember that New York trip very well. That's where we walked 5 miles to get a slice of pizza, which was probably the best pizza I've ever had. Absolutely. Yeah. But look, I know this isn't easy for you, but look, I just want to say thank you very much for all your huge amount of dedication to the team. You set standards, you've been extremely balanced, you've been a great colleague, but a great friend as well. And, you know, this isn't the end of you, we're not going to get rid of you that easily out the building, and we're going to see a lot of you. But we'd just like to say, look at it, huge, huge thank you, and the very best of luck to you. No matter what you do, as Fiona said, you will excel. You are a leader, and you're a great guy. So look at, well done. Congrats. Take a bow. We'll be talking about Morning Focus in due course. But for today, it's your day.
That's
we just wanted to say thank you and well done.
Okay. That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Go on, give us your speech,
my
Gavin,
speech.
At the end.
No, my speech is too long. And
you wrote this speech now about 3 weeks ago, dying to say it.
He gave out to us yesterday, so now it's like this. Myself and Park are going to be coming in.
I just want to thank a few people. I've got literally hundreds of messages in different forms, and that's been really nice. And some of it was unexpected because you don't know how people are going to react, but thankfully it's been universally positive, and your own words this morning are very high up in that as well. I didn't want to break.
This is that's why I brought in
Helen. No, look it. I think. I have a speech and it's useless now. No, I think what I've learned from this time is that you spoke about kindness and you spoke about respect and decency, and we're going to have a tough time, I think, as a country for a week while emerging from this. So if we can have more of that, and if people can take that out of this program and put it in their lives, or put it in the places where decisions are made that affect people's lives, then I think that's what we need going forward. And that's kind of my takeaway from this time. And that's certainly what I'll be taking away from this. And look, I just want to thank to the kind of wedding speech thanks as well. I'm one person. I'm a voice here, but there's a huge number of people who bring this programme to the air and bring what you hear to the air as well. And I really hope I forget nobody, but to Rebecca on production, and to her predecessors, Maurice and Ben and Adele, and especially Fiona McGarry, who was here for longer than the rest of the boat together, at least as my time. I couldn't do it without their support, and with many others who've worked, particularly in the newsroom. I know Fiona had kind words to say for me, but the bunch that are there now in particular, and many who've gone before them, they're the most committed group of people, and they're a credit to Clare FM, but they're a credit to Clare as well, to everybody else in the station on and off air. I think the worldly, and thanks very much. And that even goes for Porrick and the other bosses upstairs as well. And I think of Liam, who left us a few months ago as well, and moved on to the next part of his life. I got wonderful opportunities and a few bollockings as well, but they were always deserved. And the best of luck to Ronan as he takes over as well. Our guests, our contributors, our advertisers, and obviously the listeners as well, because never took them for granted. So thanks very much.
Look at it. It's virtual host time for you.
Yeah, well virtual done. Indeed, and elbow bumps as well. And all of those people, I didn't think this would happen. All of those people helped me to the job, and I hope the next person does it better.
Well, look, at the best thing about this today is there's buns in the kitchen here, and I always know you. You'll always be where there's
I'll tuck in. All right, we'll go for that, and we'll keep our distance. That's our lot. I won't be a stranger to Clare. Thanks very much to everybody who's been in touch. You're up next to Time Tunnel.
Go
to work.
Go.
And we'll talk very soon. Do take care. It's been Morning Focus here on Clare FM. It's been a pleasure.